The Israeli military says it's expanding its ground operations into all areas of the Gaza Strip. It's issued a fresh order for people to evacuate about 20 areas in the south of the territory. The southern city of Khan Yunis experienced heavy bombardment yesterday. The United Nations UNICEF organization described the overwhelmed Al Nasser Hospital as a war zone. We've been talking to Dr. Ahmed Al Mukhalati, an Irish-Palestinian surgeon who was head of plastic surgery at the Al Shifa Hospital in northern Gaza, but is now based at the European Hospital in Khan Yunis.
The Shifa Hospital was under very tight closure and a really horrible situation there. And then at the first day of the ceasefires, the Israeli soldiers have moved away from Shifa Hospital, and we could manage to get the patients out of the hospital. So at that time, we had 200 patients. And then I've decided to move south, as the most of the hospitals of Gaza and north of Gaza were really small ones. The big ones have been closed and pushed to close by the Israelis. So I'm currently in the European Gaza Hospital, where I arrived the third day of the ceasefire time. And we have currently more than 1,000 patients in the hospital. This used to be a quiet hospital in the south of Gaza, dealing with very like a tertiary center, with 240 beds capacity. Now we have to deal with four times the number of patients which we can adapt to.
And are you able to function at this stage? Is there power supplies? Are essential medical supplies getting through?
So what happened is during the ceasefire, we had some time like to recharge with the basic supplies. The big challenge we have here is the supplies, which is partially solved. But the other big challenge is the medical staff. As you know, we are human beings. We have families. I am one of the few who could manage to get the family out of Gaza. But most of the medical staff had to move out of Gaza, or even within the south of Gaza, between the areas with their families. They have to take care of their families. Now the situation is getting tighter. As you know, the Israeli tanks have closed the Salah al-Din Road at the Deir el-Balah area, which is disconnecting the middle of Gaza, Deir el-Balah, Maghazi, Brej, Nusayrat areas from the south of Gaza. So most of the medical staff who were based there are unable to move now. Now I work with one nurse in the operating theater. Yesterday I couldn't get a single nurse, so we had to cancel the whole list for yesterday. The day before we had the same challenge. Mm-hmm. So today I said I will work with one nurse. So it's again big number of patients, very crowded hospital, very little medical staff, and the ones working are already very exhausted.
And at this stage, yeah. Ahmed, are you treating people who have been injured in the resumed Israeli bombardment, particularly the attacks that have been taking place in parts of the south?
Yeah. So yesterday we had to receive one of the casualties of one of the big bombardments. We have received more than 40 casualties and I think 10 dead patients to the hospital here. And then we had to work in the operating theater. I was helping as well in the evening time. We have no choice. It's very hard, but we had to deal with these patients.
And what evidence are you seeing of the Israeli attacks across southern Gaza?
So I think they moved to the south of Gaza with very aggressive attacks, bombing, and a lot of, you know, casualties here. What I heard, the south used to be a little bit more quiet than now. Since the end of the ceasefire, they've started very aggressive attack on the south of Gaza. And what assumed to be a safe place is no more now. Everyone feels that the bombardments are over the time. You know, all overnight, it didn't stop. Continuous bombardments from all over the areas. You can hear it very clear. You feel, and it's totally unsafe place. You feel it's, again, the same what used to happen in Gaza is happening now in the south of Gaza. But the problem, it's overcrowded with people. The people from Gaza who evacuated here, now they have to deal with the challenges again.
And what about the situation perhaps in the coming days? Would you be concerned that as more people arrive at the hospital, either seeking shelter or treatment, as supplies are used up, as fuel is used up, that there will be actually a threat to the operation of the hospital?
Since yesterday, we started to see more and more of civilians sheltering within the hospital. The the car park became full. The civilians, especially in the evening time, they became like, you know, dozens and dozens of them with their mattresses, with their staff to sleep within the hospital. So now European Gaza Hospital is getting more and more busy with the civilians, which means a lot of load on the electricity, the generators, the water supplies. And at one point, we have to help them or to provide them with some food, which means, again, more of the burden on the hospital, especially if the Israeli tanks move towards Salah al-Din, and then the hospital can easily be isolated from the main city of Khan Yunis or Rafah. So we won't be able to get supplies and, you know, the basic needs of the people here.
Dr. Ahmed Al-Mokalati speaking to me there from Khan Yunis in southern Gaza.